Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, we start the day as the EFL returned last night with Huddersfield getting the new season underway against Vincent Kompany Company's Burnley as they look to bounce back from relegation. This is how it sounded on TalkSport.
There will be trials and tribulations, hope and heartache, delight and despair from now until the end of May. This is the first of more than 450 games to come this season with the TalkSport Network. Ashley Barnes darting to the middle for Burnley. He's onside, right-handed to the penalty area. What a tackle by Lee sliding in the centre-half.
You can see from the Burnley players, Vincent Kompany sent them out with certain fundamentals. Keep the ball when you don't need to go forward. And when there's a little bit of space, let's see if we can probe and penetrate in behind.
Brownhill back to Barnes inside the penalty area. And Mattson curls it into the bottom corner. The first goal of the new season is a Burnley goal. And a debut one at that for Ian Mattson. Burnley still looking for a second here. Cullen will take the ball into the box. What a good save by Nichols, the goalkeeper. Racing into the penalty area late to try and meet it was Connor Roberts. The live football campaign well and truly underway on the TalkSport Network. The first game of the championship season has finished Huddersfield 0, Burnley 1.
Now we can hear from both managers, Burnley's Vincent Kompany Company, but first, Huddersfield's head coach, Danny Schofield.
All my life and all my career, all I've done is football. I've played football, now I'm coaching football at first team level, and it's something I love. I know it's very challenging. I know there's lots of obstacles in the way, but look, we need to be positive all the time. We need to definitely reflect and look at how we can improve, but we can't be negative about anything. We need to be positive, and that's the way we'll perform.
With the Burnley style, I agree and disagree, because one, I think what we showed was a lot of togetherness today. We looked like a real team. Lads worked hard, lads were aggressive, winning challenges, and that's what the fans want, so we gave them that. And then the other side of it is more, you know, just trying to find ways to score a goal from when you have the ball as well. But one thing we can't forget, and I think for me that's the biggest thing about the Burnley style, is there was hard work on the pitch today, real graft, and that's what the lads can be proud about.
Now this evening, live on TalkSport, it's the traditional curtain raiser for the Premier League season as the Community Shield takes place between Man City and Liverpool. Let's hear from both managers, Pep Guardiola, but first, Jurgen Klopp.
The good thing is, we don't have to think too far. We just have to find a way to win the football games, the specific football games on the weekend. So like now on Saturday, which is early, I like the competition, but I think, again, here would be possible to find another date for it, maybe because we had a longer season than other teams, and now we have a shorter preseason than other teams. So that all it makes not too much sense. I think Germany plays the Super Cup final, and for that day, the teams who are involved don't have to play one cup round. There are opportunities, obviously, but maybe we can think about that, or somebody can think about that. So we have to find a way, and that's what we try, definitely, and that's what we're working on since we are together again. And now in 2 days, The season starts again, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Tomorrow starts the first title. It's an honor to play again, to play this competition, to win the Premier League with FA Cup. So always a big success to be in there. We're going to try to do a good game against, we know each other quite well, a tough opponent. We'll dictate a little bit how is our moment, our level. We just 2 weeks and a half, 3 weeks of pre-season. It's too short, but at the same time, I saw many good things in this period. The 2 games we played, and with the guys we have, we are going to move forward. If you analyze what happened in the last years without these important players, would have been difficult to imagine it. So in terms of the influence on the pitch, off the pitch, for many, many reasons. But today in the world football, is these kind of situations happen. We wish all of them the best. But yeah, there arrive new people that they settle my feeling quickly. Then yeah, we are going to try for the DNS Manchester City, not this player, the other one. We are all of us, and we're going to try to be a competitive team.
Now, on the Matt LaFace and Cook show, the guys were joined by the Lionesses' most capped player, Pharrell Williams, who believes Serena Wiegmann has taken the squad to a whole new level ahead of the Euros final against Germany on Sunday. Of course, a game you could hear live on TalkSport.
It's a must have to give her a new contract. I think she certainly is... I believe the reason that the squad is in the position it's in, I think her experiences of the game and, you know, and as a manager with the Netherlands, I think it's really helped the girls. You know, it's something that we've not had before. She certainly took the girls to a new level, or certainly their belief levels. So it's key, and it's key for especially because I work with the under-23s England team, and I know how important that group of players her and how much influence she has on that. And she's always tapping into Mo Marley and asking us, you know, what's coming through, and really wanting to get the same identity with the younger age groups as our senior team. So she's certainly wanting to do it right from the bottom all the way through, and I think that's important. They've got a nice balance within the squad. I think some of these young ones, as I said, I don't even think they realise how big of an occasion it is and how big a game it is, and, you know, how hard many of us have tried to get to a final before. The way that they're going on, it's like it's easy to do and they could do it again. So I think that's a nice balance. They'll have the experienced players around them telling them, you know, keeping them calm and obviously telling them how, you know, about the occasion. But you're right, you know, England have to start fast. We can't have slow starts and certainly not slow first halves. It will be difficult. I just think our girls have just, you know, under Serena, I think they're a different group of players. They have a different confidence about them. I certainly think the energy that they're playing with helps with the energy that the crowd are giving. I think it's took that to a new level. I think it's an intriguing game. It's going to be difficult, but, you know, where else? A Wembley final, I don't think these, you know, the girls probably have never dreamed of it. For us, I think, you know, when I think about it, I think the older generation of players and fans are more excited than this young crop. They probably don't realise, you know, how big a game this is and how hard it is to get to a European final. It's going to be difficult. I think the Germans are very good. They're very well drilled, you know, a disciplined team, and they just have a know-how. They're 8-time European champions, so you don't do that, you know, without being good and having good structure and the foundations that have been built, you know, in the German national team for many a year. So they're definitely going to be difficult to beat. You know, they've only conceded one goal in the tournament. You know, likewise we have.
Now, with the new Premier League season getting underway in less than a week, the Brighton manager Graham Potter and captain Lewis Dunk have been speaking to TalkSport and were both quizzed on the future of defender Mark Cucurella. Let's hear what they had to say.
Well, it's just part of the challenge of football at this level. You know that while the window's open and everyone's excited about transfers and transfer windows and there's speculation everywhere, so it's just part of the job and part of the challenge of being a football coach, I guess. And you have to acknowledge that the guys are human beings and they've got families, they've got careers themselves, so it's only natural that you have to help them understand that. But from our perspective, no problems at all. We're just happy with the guys and helping them prepare to play against Manchester United.
Yeah, I've seen it be distractions over my years in the game. It depends how strongly the club wants the player and how much the player wants to leave. So, yeah, all transfers are different. So, I've obviously never been involved in a transfer, so I couldn't tell you firsthand what it's like. But if you're talking about Mark Cucurella, he's fine and he's happy with me. So.
Now, with the news breaking that Cucurella has handed in a transfer request to force through a move to Man City, on my Drive Time show alongside Darren Bent, we discussed the use of transfer requests and whether Brighton should just let the fullback go.
The two clubs, Sunderland and Villa, had agreed the fee and stuff, and then which I can understand at the very last minute, I was told I had to hand the transfer request in. So then it takes the kind of pressure
Why?
Off. Because then they put it all on me. So then it looks like I've forced the move. Whereas I'd never handed the transfer request in at first. When I was in the room about to sign for Villa, it was like, oh, you also have to do this.
But I was always told that when you hand a transfer request in, you lose X amount of money in...
No, it was one of them. I can't even... The whole kind of money side of it, I can't remember, but I can just remember being told that I had to do that or okay. they weren't going to sanction
there you go.
The move. Okay. So, but in this scenario, it's strange because all of a sudden, if Manchester City don't come up with the 50 million and mm-hmm. he's got to stay, I don't know how he walks back into the dressing room and how he goes and plays in front of them fans again because he's made it evidently clear. And I get it. He's going to arguably, one of the best teams in the world. They obviously really like him. They want to sign him. He wants to play in the Champions League. He wants to be competing for the major honours, the Premier League, the Champions League, all the trophies that City do. So I get why he wants to go. But if it just doesn't happen and he's got to go back, first and foremost, I think you'll lose a little bit of the player if you keep him because he's mentally going to be all over the place.
What about if he refuses to play? I don't want to play.
Then just keep finding him. He'll keep losing money.
Oh, I'm not ready to play. Mentally, I'm not ready.
No, they'll find it because I say you are. But you can't keep doing that forever. So
why can't they just... say to him, well, he's not going to play. He doesn't want to be here. Let's reach agreement.
This is what I think. I think when you've got a player that doesn't want to be there, it does more harm than good because you're keeping a player there that, listen, I don't know his personality, but he could be toxic in the dressing room.
Well, he's going to unsettle the dressing room.
He's going to unsettle the dressing room. But a lot of the players in that dressing room will understand where he's coming from.
Of course they will.
And again, no disrespect for Brighton. I spent a little bit of time down there. You're talking about Manchester City. One of their best teams in the world. Like, if any one of them players in that dressing room had the opportunity to go to Manchester City, they'd do it. So the fact that they've said no and make it difficult, I think if you've got a player that doesn't want to be there, just get some kind of arrangement and let him go.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, with rumours continuing to rumble on Cristiano Ronaldo's United future, Trevor Sinclair told the TalkSport Breakfast Show that Ronaldo is acting disgracefully and trying to bully the club.
For me, he's not earned the right to be in the Champions League this year because his team's not been good enough. You talk about, you know, good influences on young players, and I think he has been spoke about in that way. Well, this is a disgraceful way to influence young players, spitting your dummy out, saying, I want this, I want that. The club doesn't matter. It's all about my records. And, you know, I remember when Dimitri Payet kind of went on the same thing. It was in the papers. He's gone on strike. They absolutely destroyed him. Where's all the same? Where's the equality when you're talking about players and situations and demanding things? Whereas there's almost effigies being burned of Dimitri Payet, and you look at Ronaldo and he's getting away with murder. He's holding the club to ransom. We've seen it. I mean, get your head around this. Can you imagine a player holding Klopp, Pep, Conte, Tuchel? We've already seen him with Lukaku last season. He wasn't suffering any of his shenanigans. And then even Arteta, a young manager with Aubameyang, the star player, he just said, by the way, you're not playing. I'll get you out of here as soon as I can. So in this situation, Ronaldo's trying to leave. Erik ten Hag is new in the job. It's a difficult situation for him to be in. But I don't want to see this. I don't want to see Manchester United as a huge football club getting bullied off a player, and I don't care who that player is. And I think that's what Ronaldo's trying to do.
Now, new QPR manager and brother of Ian, Michael Beale, spoke to Matt LaFace and Crook ahead of the new EFL season getting underway, and is incredibly grateful to Steven Gerrard for the influence he had on him.
Oh, I learned a huge amount in terms of standards, in terms of the big moment. So you can go on all the courses in the world, but when you're in that dressing room and things have not gone to plan, or even when, even more importantly, when they have, the words that you say and the tone and your body language, those two guys were captains for a number of years for successful teams and their national team. So their big game experience combined with my years of coaching, it all came together to make a really strong team. And I thought I learned loads of them just in terms of the way you carry yourself and the way you deal with people on a day-to-day basis. So I'm hugely thankful. Obviously, we're still very, very close, but in this game, it does happen where, you know, you obviously move on and you chase your own dreams and goals. It was important that I did that as well. I'm looking for the devils in the group, if you like, because they seem too nice. So I'm sure they'll appear over time, but it's important when they go on the pitch that they can really compete and show a different side of controlled aggression and desire. But in terms of working with them, they're all impressive young men. It is a very, very young group in terms of the players that left. There was a number that left, but there was also a number of age and experience that went out the door. I'm always saying that we'll have a young team, but at 24, 25, they are men, and it's important they take the opportunity in front of them. I've seen a group hugely committed, have learned a lot from last season because they did so well and then fell away towards the end. So there's a little bit of regret, and I'm hoping we can use that positively this season. But so far, so good. With me, on a personal level, they've been great. It's a great first game, John Dole Thomason's first game as well, so it'll be intriguing. Two teams that had similar seasons last year have lots of good young attacking players. I'll be hugely proud. The only thing that will beat that is the week after at home to Middlesbrough at Loftus Road, because you're starting, you know, your home sort of job as a manager. So that will only be the thing that beats it. But I've waited for this moment a long time. Hugely proud for me and the staff. And yeah, we're excited about the journey ahead.
And finally, in some sad news, after the passing of former Arsenal captain and manager Terry Neill, Arsenal legend Bob Wilson paid tribute to his former teammate and reflected on him as a player and friend.
Well, as a player was obviously, you know, his central defensive role and the command he had. Terry was never short of a word or two, both on the pitch or off the pitch. And that in itself is good, I think, because, you know, I can almost off the top of my head think of some amazing teammates who on the field were just magical and inspired, and off the field were as quiet as mice. And Terry wasn't that. Terry was very vocal on the pitch and very vocal off the pitch in both really kind ways, if there was a problem in your life or sadness, or, you know, particularly if, yes, in almost any respect. When my wife and I lived in Brookmans Park in Hertfordshire for 30-odd years of our lives, Terry actually became a neighbour out there. So we were very much in touch for a long, long time before he moved away. He was the one who came to me after I had finished playing and said, "Bob, I hear you're setting up goalkeeping schools." And I said, "Yes, Terry." And he said, "Look, there are no goalkeeping coaches. Do you think you can spare time from your new job," which by then was in the media and television? And I said, "Look, this is, you know, I am a trained teacher, so teaching, coaching, coaching, teaching." And he was the first one to recognize, because I became the first one who on a daily basis went in and coached the goalies in amongst all my other stuff. And so I owe him that. He was the one who realized that, you know, you look at every club now at the top level and they've got 2, 3, 4 goalkeeping coaches.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget, of course, to hit that subscribe button. I am back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show alongside Darren Bent all next week and the week after and the week after and forevermore. Lots of live football coming your way over the weekend. All kicks off at 2 o'clock with Game Day Live. Adrian Durham with all the goals as they go in from the opening Saturday of the new season, including Blackburn against QPR, Cardiff, Norwich, Derby against Oxford, Sheffield Wednesday against Portsmouth. We've got live commentary on TalkSport 2, exclusive as well, don't you know, at 3 o'clock as Cardiff take on Norwich. Then at 5 o'clock on TalkSport, we have live commentary of the Community Shield, Man City taking on Liverpool. And then we round off the day at 5:30 on TalkSport 2 as Middlesbrough take on West Brom.
Then we're back on Sunday, live and exclusive on TalkSport, as Sunderland take on Coventry. And, of course, we end the weekend's football with possibly the big one, fingers crossed, as England take on Germany to find out who the winners of the Euro 2022s will be. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks with Daily Podcast at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. And above all, come on, England!
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.